The community of Shishmaref will relocate to one of two potential sites. Shishmaref residents held a vote on Tuesday. The Associated Press reports unofficial results were 89 in favor of relocating and 78 in favor of staying in place and protecting. Two potential relocation sites have been surveyed and selected in a collaborative effort between the Army Corps of Engineers and Shishmaref community members. Old Pond and West Tin Creek are both across the lagoon from Shishmaref. Old Pond is further inland than West Tin Creek. Minnie Olana, one of approximately 650 residents in Shishmaref and the chairperson for the elections judges, says there are many factors to consider when voting for relocation, including impending storms.
I think that it might be better to leave, you know. At least some of us think that we're going to have a real bad one pretty soon.
She also has concerns for future generations.
What kind of persuaded my vote was just to think of our kids, because I have a 8-year-old daughter, and I just thought of how, you know, she'd be inherit my house, so I've got to think of her future.
Another challenge that is a concern for some residents is how they will receive gas and oil shipments at either of the two relocation sites. According to Army Corps surveys, the land at West Tin Creek is shallow and is not deep enough for a barge or tanker to port, while Old Pond would require a connecting road from Nome to be built in order for fuel shipments to reach them. It's estimated that relocation will cost $180 million. Mayor Howard Wayawana says protecting in place would have been the cheaper option.
From all the studies and the reports that the departments that we work with, the state and the federal government, they're saying that it would be, how shall I put it, a whole lot cheaper to stay and protect instead of moving the whole community.
Within the next year, a follow-up vote will take place in Shishmaref to determine which of the two sites the community will relocate to. The unofficial counts do not include absentee or special needs ballots.